What's going on, Bumper Podcast? It is me. I am me. You are you. And we are we. And it is the Bumper Podcast. And we're hanging out, living large, in charge. How are you? I'm excited. I know you didn't ask yet because I just asked you, but I'm excited. I just want you to know that. Has anyone ever done that to you? Like, they come up and in their eyes, you see there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of something. And they say, they ask you a question. Hey, how's it going? But they don't really care how it's going. Hey, how's it going? Me, I'm great. They're just kind of like, they just want to ask you how things are going so that they can then talk about themselves. I feel like I just did that to you, and I apologize. How are you? Good. That's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to know. That's what I wanted to see. Why am I good? I have cleaned my desk studio area to the point where I can actually have my computer here. I can have my devices, all this stuff is all set up. I haven't had it like this in like years. So I'm sitting in my little chair and I'm talking into my microphone. I have my hands. I'm holding my hands in front of me, like very professionally, I feel like. How weird. That's certainly new. Come on in. Come on.
Hey, Natty, what's going on? It's me, Aloysius, it's J-Pig.
Hey, Pig, what's going on? Did you see we have newfangled stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that there's a lock on the door now, and I had to actually, ring a doorbell, and then you had to buzz me in. Like, what? It's like security stuff going on here. I don't understand.
Well, I was doing a lot of cleaning, and
this is because of that other show, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, it's that other show that you're doing. That show.
No. Nope.
Yep. I know it is. Listen, everybody. I don't know if I should be the one to tell you this, but we've been doing a show every single day. Monday through Friday.
We didn't do a show last Friday.
Yes, exactly, producer. Thanks for jumping in.
Well, it's because there was a mess up with the audio and everybody. I just wanted to know that I felt so terrible about it. And my normal focus is on the Bumper Podcast, which is all audio all the time.
Okay, you can stop.
These other shows.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we didn't have a show Friday, but that's not what we're talking about. We're gonna move forward. We're not gonna look in the past at the problems. We're gonna learn from our mistakes, and we're gonna keep on rocking and keep on rolling. Anyway, this show is called Hanging Out with Pig. I am, of course, Pig, Aloysius, J Pig, and we do it every day. And it's like it's live streamed because we live in the future now, and we've been adding stuff to the show every week. We got Doodle Poodle. We got this cow named Melissa. We got the producer. He was on there the other day. This dude, Professor Penguin, he's on there reading books and whatnot. There's one other. There's a few other. There's a lot of people.
Did you just hit the microphone?
Yeah, I did hit the mic because I'm not used to the microphone now. It's weird.
Yeah.
Being on a live show now, you wouldn't understand because you're not on it. But
Okay, well, it's true. So Pig has his own show every single day of the week. It happens at around 12 o'clock Eastern time, and it's live streamed on Facebook and YouTube and Periscope, which is Twitter, and it's about 20, 25 minutes long, and it's got so much stuff. Like there's an art segment. There's a reading segment. There's a little exercise segment. There's songs. It's I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed with what Pig has done putting this all together.
I actually have done a lot of these work on putting it together as well. I do behind the scenes, of course, but you know, without producing, there would not be much of a show.
Could we turn his microphone off?
I actually control the microphones.
Oh, yeah. Look who's got his big britches on today.
I'm actually a frog and I don't wear britches, but I think I get the point that you're saying.
Yeah, so it's super cool, and it's all obviously kid-friendly, just the same way this show is. It's all kid-friendly, and but it's living currently at a place on Facebook called Coffee Can Alley. Because that's where everything we do lives. And we finally grabbed that page and we put the Hanging Out with Pig videos on there. We put this, the Bumper Podcast, on there. And, you know, we're trying to make a lot of bunch of other stuff, too, just to occupy people. I know there's a lot of people making a lot of stuff right now, but cool. That's all the better for you, the people who like stuff. Am I right? Of course I'm right.
Yeah. So, I was trying to, like, poke fun at you earlier to see, you know, to be like, oh, is this funny on this show? Of course, that's my show, so, it's totally okay, but I, Was that the doorbell?
Yep.
That's what it sounds like?
Yeah, that's the doorbell. That's what it sounds like. Whoa, son, I've never had... You're the first one who rang it. This is the first person who has now, rang the doorbell twice, so that's, pretty, crazy.
Jeez, all right, hold on. Hey, come on in! Who's it gonna be? We gotta work on that creak, it's very loud. Hey, what's going on, Trunks?
Hi, everybody, it's me, Trunks.
Hey, Trunks.
I like to do the weather report.
Okay.
I do on the weather report.
We get it.
I do the weather report with Trunks.
So, this is the first bit of cross-pollinization between hanging out with Pig and the Bumper Podcast. So your name is?
Trunks.
Right. And you are an elephant.
Right.
Who?
I give the weather report every day on the hanging out with Pig. And we talk about weather. The other day, we talked about people's favorite weather. And somebody liked winter, and somebody liked spring, and a couple of people even liked summer. I don't know if anyone liked fall, though.
I actually enjoy the fall quite a bit. It's very good, and it's moist outside, and so it's good for my frog skin. So you didn't,
nobody asked me, but
feel like I should... check in,
okay,
and give a vote.
Yeah,
it's very important to vote in our society.
Cool. So Trunks, it's so weird of you to show up. It's not like we planned this or anything, right?
Oh no, we never planned this at all.
Okay. So Trunks, I have to ask because I have listened and watched the Hanging Out with Pig a few times, and I've noticed. You seem a little sad. You seem a little bit down. Should I be worried about you? I don't want anybody to be upset.
No, you know, it's just how I feel and who I am. And I am me and we are we.
Is this a new, are we kind of soft selling the new hit summer jam for this summer? I am I and me are me. I forgot how it goes. And we are we. How did I not remember? You just said it. Holy cow.
I think it's like you are you and I am me and we are the way that we're supposed to be, you see.
That's a really nice flow you got there. Speaking of rain flow, did you know that rain is actually measured in inches. So you see rain falling from the sky, and
actually, we're not gonna do a weather report right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's for the other show. Okay.
I was getting a little excited there.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I'm glad that you're showing your range, a whole other side of you, Trunks. But yeah, we're gonna save that the weather talk for other places, obviously.
Cool. Thank you for that, Pig. So, yeah, wow. So, hanging out with Pig, I mean, this feels like it's been a big commercial, but it's not. We talked about cleaning. Have you been cleaning your house? I found so much stuff that I didn't even know existed anymore. Stuff that I thought was lost or thrown away. We had a big flood a few years ago, and I'm actually now finding stuff from the big flood that wasn't damaged, which is pretty exciting. I found, notebooks full of stuff, all kinds of sketchbooks. I found canvases that don't have anything on them that I can paint now. Oh my goodness gracious. So that's been kind of wonderful. What I like to do is I go a big clean and then I organize and then I can see everything. And then when I'm looking at everything, then I can start cleaning it all over again. If that makes sense. I'm assuming, which is mean like I'm guessing, that it's going to take me like three passes. So three times of going through everything to actually get it to where I want to get it. But, I mean, we've lived in this house for 5 years, almost 6 years. And these are things that, like, I've been wanting to do since we moved in. I put all of my baseball cards and comic books up in the attic. Gone. I took everything out of the garage, and I built some shelves, and I gathered up all my paintings, and I put them all right there. Done. What else have we done? We moved a giant set of shelves from one side of the room in the basement to the other, and we got rid of 14 Rubbermaid boxes, like those big boxes that are full of stuff. Gone. And we're recycling stuff. We're shredding stuff. We have two big boxes of stuff to donate. So, I mean, it feels great. Ah, it feels like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. Yay. And there's still so much to do, which is also pretty exciting. Anyway, what I would suggest is if you're feeling kind of gloomy, if you're feeling kind of glum, go into your room and dig around some. Dig under your bed, dig into your closet, and do a little bit of cleaning. Who knows what you'll find? You might find an old toy that you didn't even remember that you had. You might find some old clothes that you'll look at and you'll be like, oh, I remember these clothes. These make me happy. There's just a lot. There's a lot to do, is what I'm saying. So go try to do that. Go try to do that for yourself, and I think that you will be happy. In the meantime, from a commercial standpoint, do go look at Coffee Can Alley on Facebook if you feel like it. Do go look for the Hanging Out with Pig videos because they're a treat. I'm so proud of them. And my kids are helping me make them, and that's super thrilling. And they really keep me on my toes, which is also great. So do that. Have fun. Wash your hands. Stay away from people. You're awesome. High five.
Oh, I didn't know he was going to talk this much, Aloysius.
He goes on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nonstop. Yeah, it's just like sometimes I'm like, put the brakes on. Exactly, Trunks. Exactly.